Don't you just hate it when evil people get the better of you? It rocks you to the core. It's like, God, what are you doing? Why are you letting this happen to me? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I have a good friend who'd been incredibly successful in business and, as a result, had amassed quite a fortune. What do you do with that much money? Well, if you truly believe in Jesus, you give it away to his work of saving this world from its sin. Not long into his journey of doing just that, a bunch of people got together to sue him. Not because he'd done anything wrong, but because they saw an opportunity to make a grab for cash. The litigation went on for quite some time, causing him much anguish and stress, until finally they settled the case, which of course meant that he had to part with a significant sum of money that was earmarked for the Lord's work. That sort of injustice happens to all of us at some point, albeit on a much smaller scale. God, what are you doing? Psalm 97, beginning at verse 10. The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the lives of his faithful. He rescues them from the hand of the wicked. Light dawns for the righteous and joy for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. That scripture doesn't always play itself out the way we'd hoped, but if and when you're facing some injustice, know this, the Lord will rescue you from the hand of the wicked. The light will dawn for you and joy will light up your heart. Hold on to that because it's God's word, fresh for you today. Now, before we part ways, I just wanted to share with you that I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Healing for Broken Families. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is christianityworks.com.